This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Iran on Tuesday rejected a call by three European countries demanding it to refrain from any retaliatory acts that would further escalate regional tensions. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A Tuesday report by the official news agency said that President Masoud Pezeshkian and a late Monday phone conversation with Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that a punitive response to an aggressor is a right of nations and a solution for stopping crimes and aggression. Also saying that the West's silence about unprecedented inhumane crime in Gaza and Israeli attacks elsewhere in the Middle East was irresponsible and encouraged Israel to put regional and global security at risk. The report said the two leaders discussed ways for restoring peace and stability in the region and the world, as well as improving bilateral relations, without elaborating. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The leaders of France, Germany, and Britain also on Tuesday endorsed the latest push by mediators, United States, Qatar, and Egypt, to broker an agreement to end the 10-month-long Israeli-Hamas war. Mediators have spent months trying to get the sides to agree to a three-phase plan in which Hamas would release the remaining hostages captured in October 7th attack in exchange for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. Speaking to reporters at the White House Monday, National Security spokesman John Kirby said the talks are scheduled to resume on Thursday.
We fully expect that those talks are going to move forward, and they need to move forward. All negotiators should return to the table and bring this deal to a close. It's time to do that. The details are of such a nature that we think they can be hashed out.
You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Monday defended his country's shock incursion into Russia's northeast Kursk region. During his nightly address, he described the incursion as a national security issue, saying Russian forces had launched numerous strikes from Kursk on Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, which borders Kursk. Ukraine's top military commander said his forces now control 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. During a visit to Kyiv Monday, U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal praised Ukraine's incursion into Russia during a meeting with Zelensky. Graham called the incursion bold and brilliant.
I'm so proud of you, your people, your military, your leadership, your country. You are under siege unlike anything I've seen in my lifetime. They were predicting in Washington that Kyiv would fall in 4 days, the whole country fall in 3 weeks. Well, they were wrong.
The senators were visiting Zelensky in Kyiv as part of a U.S. bipartisan congressional delegation. The presidents of Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo, met in Kinshasa Monday to discuss an ongoing ceasefire in Congo's east. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Angola's president, João Lourenço, was in Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday. He met with Congo's president, Félix Tshisekedi, to discuss an ongoing ceasefire in the country's east and efforts to maintain peace in the region. The ceasefire began on August 4th, following talks between Congo and Rwanda, mediated by Angola. Congolese Foreign Minister Therese Kayikwamba Wagner said the two leaders had discussed strategies to strengthen the ceasefire and address ongoing security challenges. The ceasefire aimed to halt hostilities between Congolese government troops and the M23 rebel group, but sporadic clashes have continued. Congo, the United Nations, the United States, and other Western governments have accused Rwanda of backing M23.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. A new study published Monday based on data collected from NASA's Mars InSight lander suggests an immense reservoir of liquid water may lie deep underneath the surface of Mars. The reservoir is believed to be located about 11.5 to 20 kilometers below the Martian surface and could hold enough water to fill an ocean that would cover the entire surface of Earth's planetary neighbor. University of California researcher Vaughn Wright told the Associated Press more about why the discovery is so important.
Water affects just about everything about a planet's evolution. In Mars, we get to see a water cycle without humans. We know that water is a key ingredient for life as we know it, and it means that it's potentially habitable in the mid-crust of Mars. And so there's just so much to learn when you know where the water went. Mars once looked like Earth.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.